I'm Kalika, the host of the Asian American Stories podcast by AAPI-LA, an initiative launched by Mayor Garcetti that focuses on amplifying and unifying the AAPI community. I'm here with the creator and director of Squid Game, Hwang Dong-kyuk, and executive producer, Kim Ji-yun. Squid Game marks another victory in the fight to grow representation of the AAPI community in film and entertainment, featuring Korean culture and traditions while paving the way for other AAPI communities to also have their stories told. Squid Game made history by becoming the first non-English language series with 14 nominations for the Primetime Emmys. Celebrating this cultural phenomenon shaped by Korean creators and Netflix, we're delighted that the city of Los Angeles is announcing the proclamation of Squid Game Day on September 17th. We're also celebrating Squid Game and Lee Jung-jae for making Emmy history. Lee Jung-jae, the star of the series, took home the top acting prize and became the first person from a foreign language show to win Best Actor in the drama. And Hwang Dong-hyuk won the Drama Directing Emmy. The podcast is in both Korean and English. Welcome to the AAPI podcast. What does it mean for you to have Squid Game Day in Los Angeles?
처음에 이 소식을 들었을 때는 되게 믿을 수 없을 만큼 깜짝 놀랐고 그 다음에는 아 스퀴드 게임이 이렇게까지 그 전 세계적으로 사랑을 받았구나라는 걸 또 한 번 느낄 수 있는 계기가 되었고요. 물론 너무 기뻤고 앞으로 그러니까 1년마다 사람들이 다 이날 스퀴드 게임에 대해서 한 번 더 리마인드하고 또 같이 즐길 수 있게 되겠구나라고 생각하니까 너무 좋았습니다.
When I first heard it, I couldn't believe what I heard. I was really surprised. And then it once again became a reminder of just how much it was widely loved all around the world. I was extremely happy. And to know that every year Squid Game will be something that people really enjoy and be reminded of, it brings great joy to me.
Dong-kyuk, I understand you were trying to sell the script for many years until Netflix picked it up. Could you briefly tell us what that experience was like?
사실 뭐 이게 제가 자꾸 사람들이 십몇 년 동안 이것만 한 걸로 생각을 하시는데 그건 아니고요. 제가 2009년에 이 작품을 써서 영화로 만들어버려다 그 1년 동안 준비를 했는데 잘 안 됐던 거고 그리고 사실은 한 10년 정도를 다른 작품들을 하면서 이 작품을 이제 만들 수 있는 때가 언젠가 오겠지 하고 기다렸던 거죠. 그리고 이제 10여 년 만에 넷플릭스가 한국에 진출을 하면서 이 작품이 영화가 아니라 오히려 시리즈로 넷플릭스와 함께 하면 좋은 소재인 것 같다는 생각이 10년이 지나서 들었고 그 10년이라는 세월 동안 이 스퀴드 게임이라는 작품이 이 소재가 10년 전보다 훨씬 더 세상에서 이 작품을 이해하고 즐길 수 있는 그런 시절이 시대가 왔다는 걸 10년 후에 이제 알게 됐습니다. 그래서 이렇게 뭐 많이 예시를 드렸는데 한편으로는 만들게 돼서 좋기도 하지만 이 작품이 이렇게 쉽게 이해되고 받아들여지는 세상이 왔다는 건 한편으로는 좋지 않은 이야기거든요. 그만큼 스퀴드 게임과 비슷한 세상이 되었다는 얘기가 되어버려서 그런 점에서는 또 한편으로는 좀 씁쓸하고 슬프게 생각되는 지점도 있었습니다.
So people tend to think that I've been working on only this for about a decade, but that's actually not true. So it's just that I wrote it as a feature film script back in 2009, and it didn't really work out back then. So after that, for about a decade, I worked on a lot of different projects, and I guess I waited for the right timing for this project to see light of day. And after about a year, that was when Netflix was starting business in Korea, and I thought that the subject matter was more fitting to become a series rather than a feature film. And so you could say that Squid Game had to wait for about 10 years for it to be something that was better fit for the time. And to have Squid Game better understood and better fit the time after 10 years, while on the one hand, I was extremely happy that it was something that I could finally get made. On the other hand, it is quite sad to know that we now live in a world where Squid Game is so easily understood and so relatable because it means that the world has become something very similar to that of Squid Game. So it was rather bittersweet.
Ji-yun, what does it mean for you to be Korean Asian and see the success you've had in America and around the world?
It's unbelievable, actually. 그리고 사실 처음에 저희가 이걸 처음 만들었을 때는 미국에서 어느 정도의 반응이 있을까 되게 궁금했었고 미국 랭킹 1위를 한번 찍으면 좋겠다라는 생각을 하고는 있었어요. 그러다가 그게 공개 이후 한 3일 만에 미국에서 1위를 찍는 거를 보면서 굉장히 믿을 수 없다고 생각했지만 한편으로 너무 기뻤고 이제는 이제 콘텐츠가 이렇게 한 번에 전 세계로 그 스프레드가 될 수 있고 또 그것들을 동시에 사람들이 즐길 수 있는 시대가 되었구나라는 걸 너무 그 체험을 정말로 깊게 한 것 같아서 굉장히 놀라운 경험이긴 했었고 그것이 이제 가능하게 해준 넷플릭스에 대해서도 굉장히 감사하게 생각합니다.
When we first created the series, we were indeed curious about how the United States and the world would react. We did have hopes about making it to the top of the list in the United States. And we were extremely surprised to see that actually come to life in just 3 days since the launch of the show. We truly couldn't believe it, and we were extremely excited. And I think that it was truly a firsthand experience to see with our eyes how content is instantaneously spread and enjoyed around the world through Netflix. And we do thank Netflix greatly for making that possible.
Dong-hyuk, why do you think Squid Game became such a huge success?
한 두 가지 정도 이유가 있는 것 같은데요. 뭐, 첫 번째로는 이 Squid Game을 제가 만들면서 이걸 좀 글로벌 오디언스들이 쉽게 받아들이게 할 수 있기 위해서 뭐 색상이라든가 심볼이라든가 모든 것들을 조금 단순화시키고 심플하게 만들고 뭐 게임 같은 경우도 아주 전 세계 어느 나라 사람이 보아도 쉽게 한 10초, 20초 안에 이해할 수 있는 가장 단순한 게임들을 사용했습니다. 우리가 어렸을 때 했던 그런 지점들이 어떤 언어나 이런 장벽을 넘어서 사람들이 쉽게 이 작품에 관심을 가지고 이해할 수 있게 된 계기가 된 것 같고요. 두 번째로는 이 작품에서 다루고 있는 어떤 주제 같은 것들이 빈부의 격차라든가 점점 살기가 어려워지는 어떤 세상, 자본주의의 모순, 그리고 현대 경쟁사회 이런 어떤 themes들이 지금 점점 더 모든 뭐 언어와 문화를 다 뛰어넘어서 전 세계 사람들이 좀 공감하기가 쉬운 이야기가 되었기 때문이 아닌가. 특히 또 코비드 이후에 코비드라는 걸 같이 겪으면서 가난한 사람들은 더욱 가난해지고 부유한 사람들은 더욱 부유해지는 세상을 우리가 경험을 했기 때문에 이 스퀴드 게임 안에서 벌어지는 이야기들이 이해하기가 좀 더 쉬워진 게 모든 사람들이 공감하기가 쉬워진 게 가장 또 큰 이유가 아니었나 생각합니다.
I think there are about two main reasons for that. The first is that when I was creating Squid Game, I made sure to use as simple as possible when it came to colors and symbols so that it was very easy to understand for audiences all around the world. As for the games as well, I made sure to use games that are very easy to understand within seconds, no matter who saw it and who watched it from around the world. And so through these efforts, I think that all of these elements put into the story were very easy to understand and grasp, translating beyond language and culture. And the second reason, I think, when it comes to the subject matter, whether it would be the wealth gap or how the world is becoming a more difficult place to live in, the contradiction of capitalism and the intense competition, I think all of these elements are things that resonate around the world with anybody and transcends beyond language and cultural barriers, especially in the post-COVID era where the poor are becoming even more poorer and the rich are getting wealthier by the day. I think we live now in a world where things like this just resonates more with people, and that contributed to the global success.
Can you share your thoughts of the importance of having more Asian representation in entertainment and media?
어떻게 보면 굉장히 놀라운 일이지만 어떻게 보면은 이제 때가 된 게 아닌가라는 생각이 들고 이게 그 인터넷이나 뭐 플랫폼이나 이런 매체 그 환경들이 바뀌게 되면서 사람들이 보다 동시간에 모든 걸 즐길 수 있는 세계가 온 것이 가장 큰 이유라고 생각을 하고 그렇기 때문에 이제 전 세계에 있는 시청자들이 동시에 즐길 수 있는 수많은 그 각 나라 문화들을 담고 있는 콘텐츠들이 앞으로도 더욱 많이 배급되고 또 같이 즐길 수 있는 그런 시대가 올 거라고 생각합니다.
While it is surprising, also I think it's about time. And I think the biggest reason is it has to do with the fact that the overall international platforms have changed in a way where culture is something that we are able to enjoy all together, all around the world at the same time. And I hope, and that has contributed to a lot of a variety of cultures and content coming together where global audiences are able to enjoy it together at the same time. And I think we are going to see more of these contents being enjoyed simultaneously around the world.
Dong-hyuk, do you feel more pressure than others in the industry now that Squid Game has become such a huge success?
Do I feel more pressure about it? No, not really. I mean, yeah, I have a little bit pressure about season two because season one was such a huge success. Now, people's telling me, like, can you top season one? Can you top it? Yeah, there is pressure, but I'm enjoying it, though, you know. I mean, as a creator, who could you possibly get more, like, you know, fame and everything like me? So I have to enjoy it, rather than being pressure. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
What is your recommendation for other Asians who may feel intimidated about entering entertainment?
글쎄, 제가 뭔가를 조언할 수 있는 그런 위치에 있는지는 모르겠지만, 그냥 제 경험을 가지고 어떤 말씀을 드린다면, 그런 어떤 문화의 차이라든지 이런 것에 그 우위는 없는 것 같고, 이제는 좀 더 넓은 시야로 각 나라의 그 고유한 문화에 각자 자부심을 가지고 어떤 것들을 만들어내면 그것이 곧 글로벌로 갈 수 있는 키가 될 거라고 생각이 듭니다. 그러니까 각자 자기가 갖고 있는 문화에서 어떤 고유성과 동시에 보편성을 끄집어낼 수 있는 그런 안목이 되게 중요하다는 생각이 많이 들어요.
Well, I don't know if I'm in a position to give anybody advice, but to share a little bit of my experience, I truly believe that when it comes to the cultural differences, no one culture is better than another. And so I would say that if you take true pride in your unique culture, that is what brings you the key to going global. So if you have that eye, and I think this is very important, that you have this particular eye that allows you to bring out what's unique to your culture, but at the same time, universal.
글쎄요, 뭐 다들 이제 보셔서 알겠지만 어떤 인종이든 뭐 어떤 언어를 쓰든 어떤 종교를 가졌든 그런 것들이 중요한 시대는 지나가고 있는 것 같아요. 그래서 진짜 new era가 오고 있다고 생각을 하고 특히 이런 콘텐츠와 엔터테인먼트 업계에서는 어느 나라 말로 어떤 인종이 노래를 하고 뭐 연기를 해도 전 세계 사람들에게 사랑받고 인정받을 수 있는 시대가 이미 왔다고 생각을 하고 그래서 겁을 먹을 이유가 전혀 없죠. 모두에게 어떤 기회 윈도우가 열린 것이라고 생각을 합니다. 그래서 자신감을 가지고 자신의 이야기를 과감하게 노래하고 연기하고 만들어 나갔으면 좋겠습니다.
I think when it comes to race, language, religion, I think we're already way past that. None of those things are important when it comes to, especially the entertainment industry. I think we've definitely entered a new era. And so no matter what race, no matter what language, I think that we are in a place where you are free to perform and act and sing your own story. So I would say there's no reason to be intimidated. You each have your own story to tell, and all of these windows and different opportunities are open to everybody around the world. So I would say be confident and sing, perform, act, write, and tell your own story.
What's your favorite American food?
Taco.
Taco in LA is best, I think. Oh, yeah.
Hot dogs in Dodger Stadium was the best for me.
What's your favorite line from Squid Game?
I'm not a horse. I'm a human being. That's my favorite line. From Song Ki-hoon.
난 말이 아니야. 사람이야.
And the line from Sebyeok. 아저씨 그런 사람 아니잖아.
Sebyeok's line, which goes, you're not that kind of man.
아저씨 그런 사람 아니잖아.
Who is one person from the U.S. that you'd like to meet?
Michael Jordan. He was my hero. I grew up watching his game.
I want to see... 이 디모시 살라메.
What's your favorite song that you're currently listening to?
It's kind of old, but I like the song Bad Guys. The 누구더라 그 Billie Eilish.
I don't listen to the song these days. I don't remember any. I don't know why.
And what's your favorite K-drama?
What is it?
Oh, yeah, I like the old one, not the new one.
Ooh, what?
모래시계. That was my
Hourglass.
Favorite. Yeah, Hourglass. It came out like 91 or something, so long time ago.
Recently, I saw the 동백꽃 필무렵.
When the Camellia Blooms.
Yeah, that's the best for me.
Thank you so much for being part of the AAPI podcast. You're such an inspiration to us all.
Thank you so much.
감사합니다. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Los Angeles Asian American Stories. You can follow AAPI LA on Facebook at AAPI Los Angeles and on Instagram at AAPI_LA. You can find me, Kalika Yap, on Instagram and Twitter at Kalika Yap. We appreciate you being part of our community.